City Council will come to order and the clerk will call the roll. Here.
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 If Councilman McAllister could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Thank you for everybody's indulgence tonight as we have a full council meeting. And we really have two council meetings because of what we were unable to get through at the last council meeting. We're first going to go to executive communications, which there are none. Under general communications, I was going to ask for a moment of silence in recognition of Major Michelides' father that passed away. We're very sorry for your loss, and on behalf of the council and the administration, we'd like to recognize that with a moment of silence. Thank you. Are there any? Yes, Councilman McAllister.
Thank you very much, Council President. I just am happy to report that today was the first day that the Buttonwoods Community Center has been reopened. I was there this morning along with Councilman Lattiser and the mayor. They are moving everybody in there. You can go and pay your taxes there now. You can go in any city business that you have with the city. You can go there. There's the community room, and I've already been getting text messages and phone calls. People wanting to reserve the room. We're very thrilled that people are excited to get back in there, It is a great asset, and the reason why it came back online is because of the community support, the working together of this entire city council and the mayor's office, and also the community that came back. We had someone that donated the work to do the roof, and that can't be understated. It really is great that someone wanted to serve our community like that. I'm very excited. I know this has been something I've been working on with this council for 3 years, and it's a great thing. It's a great thing for our community. That building serves not only Ward 7, but the entire city. So I was very pleased that it's open. They're still moving everything in there and getting everything settled, but it is open and ready to go. So I'm just happy to report that tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. And we all remember, Councilman, when it was closed a few years ago, how hard you fought to keep that open. And also, with Councilman Lattisaw's connections on the roof, we're going to thank Councilman Lattisaw again, because I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars we saved because of people that he knew. I also wanted to mention one other thing. Councilwoman Travis isn't here tonight because of an illness, so we wish her well and a speedy recovery. Are there any other comments of council members? Councilman Ricks.
Wanted to briefly announce that the Pilgrim Neighborhood Association, which formed just a couple of years ago, is having its next meeting at the Pilgrim Senior Center. And the guest speaker is not just of local issue, local concern, but will be speaking to issues that may be relevant to the entire city, as well as folks from outside. We're having a guest speaker from Save the Bay. So the meeting will be at the Pilgrim Senior Center Thursday at 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I feel obligated to say something about this. I know I talked to a few of my colleagues, and I know that I've been, like many of us, been getting inundated with emails. So I'm going to be very, very brief, because I have a lot of people bring up that I'm an educator. And, you know, how can I, you know, without even listening to my explanations, how can I even make the decisions I made with this council as far as funding the school department? And I will say this in a very simple and easy statement. I may be an educator. My degree is business management. My secondary is secondary mathematics education. So I can count to 10. And I can tell you that serving on this council the last 3 years, as yourself and the chair, finance chair, has said many times, we always have the situation where the superintendent and the finance chair mostly come up and they say, you know, doom and gloom, and we're going to have to do a lot of cuts unless we get. Where I'm coming from for my decisions on this, and I want to be clear and on record, as an educator, as a taxpayer, as a representative of the city, is if any business or any person sitting at their kitchen table going over a budget, if they eliminated the cable bill and they eliminated their electric bill and they eliminated their gas bill and they shut down and they sold their summer home, we think we all can agree they'd have a little extra money to spend. I think we all can agree that they would, you know, once we sit down at the kitchen table and we have our budgetary talks with our significant other, we come up with cost-saving measures. I've done it 1,000 times in my almost 30 years of marriage to my wife. We've sat down, we've raised our 4 kids, and we got it done. We've had a house, and we've done everything we had to do. My question is, if this school department can lay off, we keep hearing, we have to consolidate, we had to shut down, and again, I'm grabbing, you know, unofficial numbers, so bear with me. But I think the estimates were 9 buildings were shut down, and approximately 200 teachers were laid off. That's a significant savings, considering every time the finance chair comes before us and he talks about breakage, and let me reiterate what the finance chair calls breakage. Professional educators who are old enough to retire but just don't. That's his idea of breakage. So I'm not being negative, I'm being factual. The facts are, the school department has been level funded. Yes, there are costs that are going up, but measures have been taken. And to come at us and ask for another $7 million from 1 year to the next, and without any understanding of where the money went and where the savings are. That's one thing we don't seem to ever hear, is the buildings that were closed and the layoffs that were done, where are the savings? I want to say that I'm very proud, and I'm going to go on record saying I'm very proud of the time that has been spent, the time that the people on this council have given to go over those school budgets, the time the mayor has given. Everything is analyzed. Everything is looked at. The constituents are listened to. We are trying to balance a budget but also run a school system. And I'm going to say it again, as I said before, especially I think we've learned this from watching the federal government and watching even organizations like the Veterans Administration. You can throw millions and millions of dollars at a problem or at a situation. It will not solve the problem. Since, I believe it was 2014, the VA budget has gone up billions. We still have 22 suicides a day. Since 2014, the funding that we have thrown into the war on terror has tripled. We still have terror. If you throw money at a situation without really looking at and analyzing the past situation, you're wasting money. And I think it's been very clear, we cannot afford to waste money. And quite honestly, I don't think the people of Warwick want us to waste their money. So I stand by it. That is my stance as an educator, as people like to question me on that. And I thank you for the time, Mr. President.
Thank you. I really wasn't going to address the issue, but since you brought it up, I might as well take the opportunity to clarify what keeps being reported, I guess mostly on social media, which is this concept of level funding. The last time I checked, it's total funding. And I'm just looking at some of the numbers here. In 2008, the school department's budget was $157.8 million. In 2009, it was $159.5 million. In 2020, they're asking for $174 million. So it's about an $18.5 million increase over a 10-year period. A 10-year period of time. So this concept where the school department keeps saying we're level funded, we're level funded, that's true if you want to include one side of the equation. I always look at total funding. I think it's more truthful and more accurate. Of course you don't want to say that you got $18.5 million more over the course of 10 years, because everybody would ask the next question, well, where has it been going to? And as Councilman Howe pointed out, the school population in 2009 was about 11,000 students. In 2020, it's at 8.8, so 8,800. A significant reduction by well over 2,000 students. Councilman, you also mentioned what the staffing requirements were. It was around 1,541. It's down to 1,304, which is about 230. You had mentioned about 200. You mentioned closing 9 school buildings. And the cost per student has gone from 14,200 per student to 19,800 in about a 10-year period. So I don't think bashing the city is with numbers that are one-sided, because you don't want to include state funding. You don't want to talk about closing 9 school buildings. You don't want to talk about the population going down by over 2,000. You don't want to talk about staffing going down significantly because you're closing all of those and it's going down, but your costs go up $18.5 million. The last time I checked, if you have a cable box in your house and you decide not to have that extra cable box, your cost goes down. It doesn't go up, especially when you're getting rid of a lot of them. So, you know, this question about funding and revenue is an interesting one, especially when you talk about the big picture and all of the revenue that the school department gets. I mean, do we really need to get into how many administrators they added and some of the programs they put forth that may or may not be well thought out? I can remember having educators sitting here talking about personal equipment being confiscated. So all I can tell you is from my perspective, and I don't want to speak from everybody here, but I've talked to all the council members. We're committed to getting these issues resolved. We're committed to representing everyone, including students, and their parents and the taxpayers, and to getting down to what is needed and what programs are needed and getting these problems solved. And we're going to continue to work very hard to get that done. But it's disingenuous to only give the public what the city side is quote-unquote increasing when you don't talk about what the state did and you don't talk about what happened over those 10 years and how much your costs should have gone down. You shouldn't go from 14 change per student to 19,800 when your costs are going significantly down. So it's a conversation that I think we're all trying to have to get down to the bottom line. Of course, it doesn't help when you say last year that you need not a penny less than $8 million, and then you go into an arbitration, binding arbitration, and you tell the arbitrator that you don't need anything. That's not helpful. And then after the arbitrator issues a decision, you come out and say, that's not what we said. That's not helpful to the process. And it puts this council behind the eight ball when you make representations that aren't accurate. Whether it was intended to be inaccurate or it was grossly negligent, you can choose which one you want because those are your two choices. It doesn't help us when we're looking at what you need for the next year and what programs you're putting forward and what your expenses are, especially last year when we were considering that they had closed three buildings. So it's great to talk about the past, especially when you give the full picture of the past and not half of the picture. But I don't know from my perspective if it's productive to have that discussion because everyone wonders what we're all working towards. You know, everybody says, oh, it's the blame game. That's not what I'm here for. But if you want to know where you're going, you have to look at the past. Otherwise, you're going to end up someplace else. And those are significant issues that we need to consider in our analysis of what their budgetary needs were. So with that said, I've probably taken up enough time on that issue, but that's my perspective. Are there any other comments from council members on any other issues? And if not, we did have a sign-up sheet, and no one signed up to speak, so we'll skip that portion, and we'll go right into the, let's see. Announcement of appointments. And we have an announcement of an appointment for the tree warden, term to expire January 1st, 2020, and that's Carlos Pinero. Is Carlos here tonight? And then appointments requiring confirmation. And the first one is the Land Trust committee report appointments. That's on the Land Trust. Hugh Bruce Webb, do we have a report from, a recommendation from the Appointments Committee?
Favorable action, Mr. President.
All right, for action, Councilman Howe.
Request favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaur and Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on the appointments to the Land Trust? Any, if not, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morales?
Yes.
Corley?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
The appointment stands confirmed. Next item on the agenda is the appointment to the Land Trust Commission of Leslie Dering, 84 Dundas Ave, Warwick, Rhode Island, Ward 4, and do I have a recommendation from the Appointments Committee?
Favorable action, Mr. President.
For action, go ahead.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Okay. And I get a second from Councilman Lattisaur and Councilman McAllister. Any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll of yeses to approve.
Mr.
Morales? Yes.
Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Yes.
The appointment stands approved. We'll move to the consent calendar. Do I have a recommendation from Finance?
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action on PCR 90-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
First item, 2019-046, State of Rhode Island. I'm sorry. We've already moved on those, Mr. President.
And just so we're clear, this is... we did not get to the consent calendar the last meeting, although there were recommendations.
Correct.
Do you want to announce those recommendations?
Sure. So I'll just go through them one at a time. There are a total of 10 of them. Favorable action on 2019-046, State of Rhode Island Toilets. Item 2, favorable action 2019-208, Network Connectivity. Favorable action on item 3, 2019-285, sale of surplus and obsolete equipment. Item 4, 2019-309, favorable action, janitorial and cleaning supplies for DPW. Number 5, 20-026, photography and printing supplies, favorable action. Item 6, 2020-037, medications for emergency medical services, favorable action. Item 7, 2020-038, medical supplies and equipment. That was PCR 9219, favorable action. Item 8, 2020-041, spring repair and related services, favorable action. Number 9, 2019-319, rebuild water pump, favorable action. And number 10, 2019-38, State of Rhode Island, computer technical support services, favorable action.
And there were two bid items from the last council meeting or finance committee meeting that are on our agenda but are not part of that consent calendar, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
They're bids number 2020-038 and bid number 2019-318.
Correct.
And they're on the agenda, just so council members are clear. And then you had a consent. We're going to combine that as part of the consent calendar with today's.
Yes.
If you could read those into the record.
Okay. Item, it's actually number 11 on your documents. It's 2017-061, State of Rhode Island, General Office Supplies, favorable action. 2017-222, analytical testing of water samples, favorable action. 2018-060 has become PCR 100-19. Number 14, 2018-207, CPA Consulting Services, favorable action. Number 15, 2020-037, Medications for Emergency Medical Services has become PCR 101-19. 16, 2020-238, Medical Supplies and Equipment has become PCR 102-19. Item 17, 2019-311, Janitorial and Cleaning Supplies has become PCR 103-19. Item 18, 2020-042, Purchase All Band Mobile Radio, favorable action. Item 19, Winter Sand, favorable action. Item 20, 2020-050, Preventive Maintenance and Repairs for Compressor is favorable action. Item 21, number 2019-320, Repair Dishwasher at Pilgrim Senior Center, favorable action. 22 is 2019-322, Horizon Event Management Environmental Software, favorable action. Item 23, 2019-323, Online Permitting Program, favorable action. Item 24, 2019-324, Replacement Engine for Rescue 4, favorable action. Item 25, 2020-056, Connecticut Village Light Poles, favorable action. 26, item number 2020-057, Software Renewal, favorable action. Item 27 is 2020-060, City Clerk Advertising, favorable action. Item 28 is 2020-061, Probate Court Advertising, favorable action. And item 29 is 2020-0262, Code of Ordinances, Supplementations, and Web Hosting is favorable action.
Thank you.
And move favorable action, Mr. President, PCR 98-19, which are all the items that I just read.
And just so the members of the public are aware, too, the first set of PCR numbers that we went through were part of a public hearing that took place at our last council meeting. The numbers that we just ran through now, the second set of numbers, were part of a public meeting that took place at Finance where the public could ask questions for those. We've had the Finance. I know we're going to add in the resolution relative to claims into this consent in 1 second. Does anyone have, any council members have any questions that weren't asked in the Finance Committee on the bid numbers from the last council meeting or the bid numbers for this council meeting that have moved favorable action, not the ones that were removed? Okay. If not, I'll defer to Public Safety for a recommendation on the consent calendar relative to claims.
So for PCR 91-19.
You're making a motion for favorable action? All right.
Yes, sir.
And for favorable action, Councilman Sinapi, if you could move it and we'll get a second.
I'd like to move PCR 91-19 for favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Sinapi.
So we have claim number one, Michelle Royal, for $237.91. Claim number two for Gary Roy becomes PCR 94-19. Claim number three for Donna DiBiasio becomes PCR 95-19. Claim number four for Brendan Bulville becomes PCR 96-19. Claim number five, Constance R. Leah, favorable action for $201.67. Claim number six for Amy Dutra, approval for $185.70. And claim number seven for Suzanne Vestry becomes PCR 97-19.
Okay. And this was obviously the subject in a subcommittee meeting that was open to the public for public safety regarding claims where the public had an opportunity to speak. Do any council members that didn't have an opportunity to ask questions during public safety meeting have any questions at the full council on any of these items that were discussed in public safety? If not, I know we're going to have individual items that were removed that we'll address in a minute, but the consent calendar has been moved and seconded. If there's no further questions, a yes is to confirm the consent calendar, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Consent calendar stands passed. It's my understanding, Councilman Lattisar, that you're going to go to number 19, I believe.
Okay. We're going to be moving PCR 9219, medical supplies and equipment, to correspond to vote on a procedural issue.
Correct. My understanding, so you're making a motion for favorable action on PCR 9219. That's the recommendation.
Correct.
So why don't you move it for favorable action?
Favorable action on PCR 92-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman. Is there any discussion on that?
It was a procedural clarification between the fire department and the police department on the companion bids.
And my understanding is we have to vote on this item first because we have another item that came up in this council meeting that piggybacks on something that occurred during the Finance Committee at the last meeting, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is there any questions of council members that did not have an opportunity to ask in the Finance Committee meeting about this bid? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
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 It's the PCR 9219 stands passed. Councilman Lattisar, you have a recommendation on the next item?
Okay, just 1 minute, Mr. President.
Is that bid number 2018-60?
I got it. Pages are just out of order. Okay, it's PCR 100-19. We have an amendment. Move favorable action with an amendment.
Okay, so the recommendations for favorable action, if you could move it, we'll get a second.
Move favorable action on PCR 100-19.
And was that formally bid number?
It was 2018-060, tire repairs and recapping, and we have an amendment.
So it was bid number 2018-060. It's now PCR number 100-19. Is that what you have?
Correct.
I'm asking the clerk. Okay, so I can, 93. Yeah, I think there was a procedural issue, and then we're going to go back to that. Okay? Okay, so we have a second from Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, Any discussion on that before you make an amendment? I think you wanted to make an amendment,
we have
correct?
An amendment, and the amendment was to reduce the amount from $40,000 to $25,000.
So I have a second from Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. And what was the reason for the amendment?
Because in speaking with the department head, it was decided that $40,000 wasn't necessary to finish up the next 2 months' entire repairs. And if by chance they had just a bad run of repairs, then they would come back to us if necessary in the, at the August meeting.
Okay. Is there any other questions on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
PCR 100-19 stands passed. Councilman, oh, that's the amendment, sorry.
Move favorable
action with the amendment.
Move favorable as amended on PCR 100-19.
Okay, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any questions? If not, a yes is to approve as amended, and the clerk will call a roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
PCR 119 as amended stands passed. Councilman Lattisoy.
Next item is PCR 101-19, and that's just following the item that we approved on the medical prior.
And that's formally bid number 2020-037.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I move favorable action.
Yeah, and if you could give a description of that item,
Okay.
That bid item, if you could just give a description of it just for the record.
The bid is for medication for emergency medical services, formerly 2020-037.
Okay. Is there any questions on this item?
Where can I find it in the report?
It was in your bid package listed as 2020-037 before it was given a PCR number. This is for medical supplies.
President, I'm all
you set. Okay. Is there any questions on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 101-19 stands approved. Councilman Lattiso.
The next item is PCR 102-19, formerly 2020-038, medical supplies and equipment, and it's just following in the sequential order from the previous.
Okay, so there's a recommendation for favorable action and a motion to move it favorable action, seconded
correct.
By Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Again, this is for medical supplies. Is there any questions on this item? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 102-19 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2019. Formally bid number 2019-311, Now it's PCR 10319. Do I have a recommendation from Finance?
Recommendation of favorable action with an amendment.
Okay. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action with an amendment on PCR 103-19.
Councilman Lattiser moves for favorable action, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, do you want to read your amendment?
The amendment was regarding janitorial and cleaning supplies for the fire department, and the amendment was to award it entirely to W.B. Mason.
So you're making a motion to amend to W.B. Mason, and seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, is there any discussion as to why you were just doing W.B. Mason?
Basically, it's to continue with the protocol that we have been following for the last several years, as opposed to having 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 vendors, to keep it to one vendor, as long as we have all competitive numbers.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 10319 stands passed. Oh, that's, sorry, to amend to W.B. Mason. So we're going to move it to amend.
Favorable action as amended on okay. PCR 10319.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any discussion on this item as amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCR 10319 as amended stands passed. No other items that were removed, Councilman?
I'm sorry?
Any other items that were removed?
No.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to move to unfinished business. PCO 1219, an ordinance regarding no parking between signs on Eaton Avenue to be placed on National Grid pole number 12 facing Bluff Avenue. And that's for second passage. Public safety, I have a recommendation.
Public safety recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman McElroy.
Favorable action, Mr. President.
Seconded by Councilman Howe. Councilman Lattiser, any discussion on PCO 1219 for second passage? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 1219 for second passage stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1119, amendment to the ordinance relative to parking on Herf Jones Way. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks. Okay.
Favorable action.
Okay. Seconded by Councilman Howe. Councilman Lattiser, any discussion, Councilman Ricks? On the amendment to the ordinance relative to no parking on Herf Jones Way. Was that a police department recommendation, I'm assuming?
As recommended by a favorable police traffic study.
Thank you. Any discussion on the amendment relative to parking on Herf Jones Way? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 1119 stands passed, first passage. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2119, a resolution relative to Educational Outreach Committee, committee report, health, education, and welfare.
Mr. President, I have a question concerning, oh no, not on this one. I apologize. Resolution Outreach Committee. Favorable action.
With an amendment, correct?
Yes, I apologize. Yes, so favorable action as amended.
With an amendment.
With an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
I'd move favorable action on PCR 2119 with amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, if you could move your amendment, Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. On line 35, it'll delete after the
I think it's line 33, just to be clear. It's line 33 on the revise. Is there a second on the amendment? Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Could you give us a brief explanation about the resolution creating an educational outreach committee?
Originally, the committee was set up because of the issues that were ongoing with the school committee, with the school department, etc. The disconnects, breakdown in communications, etc. And the intent of the committee was to attempt to bridge these gaps, open the lines of communication, and from time to time put forth any suggestions or recommendations for improving the process. The committee has been extended, I believe it was two additional times, and currently we have positions that are vacant because the classifications or the categories in those positions have changed. As an example, the person who was the student representative is no longer a student. There is at least one person that I've been told is no longer going to be able to serve on the committee, and perhaps a couple of other positions that may need to be refilled or modified because of reasons of not being able to serve. And this is where we are.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? If there are no questions on the amendment regarding the Educational Outreach Committee, we'll take a vote. A yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. If you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 21-19 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the resolution relative to the Educational Outreach Committee as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 2119 as amended stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6219, formerly 2020-019, hydraulic parts and repairs. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action.
Fraction, Councilman Lattisel.
Favorable action on PCR 62-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Discussion, Councilman?
No.
Lattisel? Okay. Is there any questions that council members did not have in the Finance Committee that they'd like to ask now? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Marola? Yes.
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 Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
PCR 6219, formerly 2020-019, stands passed.
Mr. President, can I just ask for a minute recess?
Sure. Could I get a motion for a five-minute recess? And he made it, seconded by Councilman Howe. Councilman Ricks, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Council will stand in recess for 5 minutes. Okay, so we're on item number five, which is PCR 7219-2020-008, City of Warwick and Warwick Public Schools Medical Pharmacy and Dental Insurance Benefits. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
Fraction, Councilman Lattisel.
Committee recommends favorable action. I'm sorry, committee recommended favorable to the floor for discussion.
For discussion.
On PCR
okay.
7219.
If you could make a motion to suspend the council rules.
Make a motion to suspend the council rules.
Is there a second? Councilman Howe. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And it stands open. I believe we have our consultant someplace here. Mr. Khaleesi. You could come forward.